quick. I thought we had a couple more readings. But, my name's Ian. I'm an addict. Grateful to be here. I'm grateful all you guys are here, too. I'm just, like, grateful for the opportunity to just be clean and be a message of hope. And, like, I was asked to speak on spiritual awareness and unconditional love, and I was asked a couple of days ago. So now, like, I'm, like, super aware, I guess. So I don't know. I'm just, like, looking for it everywhere. You know? I love you and this and that. And I think I got my first taste of, like, unconditional love when I got to Narcotics Anonymous. Well, actually, let me take that back. I probably got it from my parents. I just wasn't in a space to receive it, and I was just so rebellious, and I knew everything. But then I got to Narcotics Anonymous, and you guys taught me that I don't know very much. And if, you know, I was talking to somebody before the meeting, like, I got clean out in the Penn Hills area, and, like, you know, you guys taught me, like, three of the most important words I learned in recovery, and that's I don't know, man. And, like, to just say that and, like, to have, like, spiritual awareness, man, I need to be teachable and I need to be open to ideas that aren't mine, that I came up with in my diseased head. And really, like, I could sum all this up with, like, I work the steps, man. That's how I get spiritual awareness. I work the steps with a sponsor and, like, I get a different perception on it. And my brain just keeps going to that fourth and fifth step, man. And, like, how... you know, I put it all on paper, everything that I've done, I didn't hold anything back, and I shared it with this other individual, and I was able to kind of, like, sort through my dirty laundry, right, and, like, get different eyes on it, and, like, really see what was mine and what wasn't mine, and, like, I don't own a lot of stuff today that I carried around for a long time that really weighed my spirit down. And really just, like, I started to figure out why I just, like, couldn't look myself in the mirror for forever. Right? And, you know, it's funny, I'm scatterbrained, I jump around a lot, I swear, all this stuff, so if anything offends you, or you're getting bored, just card sponsor, but, like, so, like, I lost my debit card, well, I thought I lost my debit card when I was getting gas today, and, like, my initial reaction was, like, oh, fuck, somebody has it. I know the guy, I know what he drives, he's spending money right now, you know, just like full-blown crisis mode. And then, like, seriously, recovery just, like, came in, man, and was like, how are you going to react to this, dude? Are you going to be mature about it? Are you going to overblow this situation? Or are you just going to call the bank and just, like, handle it like a human, like a grown man? And, like, I'm just so grateful I don't react to things so intensely so more. I was just talking to somebody the other day, another recovering addict, is like, well, this morning, and, like, it's weird, the stuff in early recovery, that, like, used to bother me, man, just, like, it just doesn't bother me anymore. I don't know why, like, NA has given me such a simple life, like, I've just cut so much toxicity out of it, man, and my tolerance for that is just getting lower and lower and lower, man. Like, I enjoy the peace I have today. I enjoy spending time with my family. I enjoy that when I spend time with my nephew, I don't put him in, like, a dangerous situation, you know? And I value that, and I cherish that. And, like, I don't like stuff trampling all over that, dude. And it's just, like, you know, I remember a girl, like, broke up with me and called me weird, which is true, but whatever. And her just being, like, and me just being, like, oh, my God, I can't live without her. You know, like, what am I going to do, dude? And you guys held me together, man. You held me together. Nowadays, it's like a girl, some girl, we were at Texas Roadhouse last night, and some girl said hi to me, a real pretty girl, and I was, like, a total dork, and was just like, hey, huh? And, and I was just like, I let it go. I was like, whatever, man. Like, you know, I'm just, like, learning how to be myself and be okay with myself, man. And that's a lot of the spiritual awareness I get. And these, like, everything in recovery is so complementary, you know? Like, spiritual principles don't contradict themselves, right, Phil? So, like, you know, when I think of, I love how addicts, we have to add words to stuff, like rigorous honesty, yeah, and unconditional love. Like, you know, it's just like, we can't ever just have love, you know, it has to be, like, extreme. And, you know, I just, like, I just love this program, and I'm starting to learn how to love myself today. And that's just coming in here, man, and people love me till I could love myself. And then I try to carry that to somebody else, dude. And, you know, there's a difference between, like, I'm not a type of guy who's, like, going to be like, oh, I love you all, you know. I don't know you all. I don't know you, you know. I mean, we all share the disease of addiction. And like, we know what it's like to be out there and do that stuff. But, like, I love my nephew, dude. Like, I would die for him, and I'd beat one of you guys up for him, okay? Just run at him. Like, and I was just taught, like, I'm starting to see all these flaws in him because I see myself in him. See, the 6 and 7 step gave me an opportunity to see my humanness and realize that we all suffer from defects, and we all also have assets, too, you know? And I was able to finally see the humanness, and I don't, like, hold it against you because I hate looking at myself, right? I hate looking at myself. It's work, and then I get in that guilt and shame, and I just, like, I don't like myself all over again, man. So it's a lot easier to look at you guys and figure out what's wrong with you and what you're doing wrong, why you don't meet this expectation I have and this expectation I have. You know, when I start to apply some humility in my life, though, like, I'm starting to see, like, I don't know, man, I don't, like, hold all this resentment and anger, like, towards the world anymore. And I was talking to somebody the other day, too. I talked to a lot of addicts. I'm starting to look at, like, look, I identify with you guys because we all suffer from the disease of addiction, and like I said, and I know we know where that takes us. But I'm also starting to identify, like, what's good about us, you know? Like, what qualities do we have? Like, how my friend makes me laugh when I'm, like, taking myself way too seriously. And that's normally what it comes down to, man. It's just a result of myself taking myself way too seriously, overanalyzing stuff, self-centeredness, right? And I'm just, like, breaking free of that. Like, my sponsor has me on an assignment right now where, you know, I gotta like ask people in my life, like predecessors and spiritual people in my life, how do they deal with the shame of being human? You know, so I've been getting a lot of good stuff, and it really just been coming down to like helping somebody else in a relationship with a higher power. I think about integrity, man, and like, what does that look like? Like, can I offer you guys lift service? Can I come up here and talk whatever and say a bunch of funny shit and stuff, and you know, but like, am I doing this stuff when nobody's looking? You know, that's when I get spiritual awakenings. Like, I get spiritual weight, like, I look at root awakenings as like, oh, I fucked up again, and then I look at spiritual awakenings as like, oh my god, I practiced a spiritual principle and this shit works. Holy crap. I'm just so grateful. The more I dig into this stuff, the more that I work the steps, man, and just, like, take inventories and ask questions, man, and not get afraid to be offended. You know, that's the biggest thing, man. My ego is huge. I don't like being wrong. I don't like you guys seeing my flaws. That's what I suffer from, man. I wore masks my whole life growing up. I'm a chameleon, dude. And, like, coming here, you guys blew those doors wide open, dude. And I have people in my life that are not afraid to be like, hey, man, like, that's cool and all, you're like a cool dude, but like, you need to like chill out, because this isn't good for yourself or anybody around you. And that comes from rigorous honesty, you know. That comes from like sharing from the inside, like, what's going on with me. Like, why am I struggling? Why am I nervous to stand up in front of my peers that, like, know me? You guys know who I am. You've been where I've been, you know? But why is this so scary? I don't know. I'll probably write about it later, you know? You know, real quick, like, how much time do I have? I don't even know how much time I have.
You're good.
Huh?
You're good.
Oh, 6 minutes? Okay. Make like a weird loud noise when I'm talking. I know you can. Alright, so anyway, yeah, I'm just thinking about unconditional love too, man. And again, like, that tells me, like, I don't put conditions on my love. You know, like, oh, if you do this for me, I'll do that for you. Right. Like, that's not what the steps teach me, man. They teach me to just have selfless service, dude. And, like, not expect anything from you, you know. And that's when I feel the most free from this disease. You know, the couple weeks ago, I was put in charge of, like, this like group of children, which was fucking scary, and I can't believe they trusted me with that. But anyway, I was there, and dude, you want to talk about just like getting out of the way and just being a service, and just like you guys taught me, just like focus on them, man. Like make them your priority, and you'll have a good time. And it was like one of the best, most spiritual experiences I've ever had in my life, dude. It was so cool, man. And they were yelling at me and flicking boogers at me. I was just like, yeah, let's have fun, dude. You know? You know, that's just like the unconditional part of it, man. Like, I really struggle. Like, I just have the disease, so my self-centeredness is present. So, like, these tools that I learned in Narcotics Anonymous give me an ability to arrest that enough that I can be available for other people. I just heard it in a meeting up there, and I'm stealing it from you. Like, these steps get me in a position to help other people, you know? And, man, I'm so grateful for that reprieve that I get from all this crazy obsessive thinking that goes on in my head. You know, I put a couple cups of coffee together, but, like, I can be a lunatic any day of the week. I was talking to some guy in the bathroom today, just, like, 10 minutes ago, and he was like, yeah, I got up at 7 o'clock today. I'm like, you got more clean time than most of the people here, probably, you know, depending on what time you woke up. And, like, that's so true because, like, it's just a daily surrender. Thanks for letting me speak. This was really cool.
Hey, I'd like to introduce Pauline from Restore to Sanity Pittsburgh.
I'm Pauline, I'm an addict. I always get some love topics, man, I swear to God. But like, unconditional love and like love are two different things, however I always combine them together, right? So I remember when I came in the room and I was so broken, and people in the room were smiling and laughing and like hugging each other and saying shit like, I love you, and it gets greater later. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? I had no idea, right? And like, all I could do is like early recovery, like the sun would be shining and I'd be pissed. You know, I had to walk to the meeting, I'd be pissed. And like, everybody else was just so happy. And like, that kept me going out for a long time. I could never grasp that I could not use ever again. You know what I mean? Like, I just couldn't grasp it. And when I came this time, like, I decided to like buy into it completely. It didn't matter what you told me to do, like I was willing to do it, except for relationships, because that did not apply to me. And so like, anyone who knows me knows that like, I've struggled with unconditional love, right? Because I always thought that like, you loving me was that unconditional love in a relationship. Like, I never looked at it as like unconditional loving yourself, you know? I really didn't. And like, so like, I searched for that unconditional love for so long. I wanted someone to validate me, someone to love me, someone to be with me, someone to fill that void in myself just so I didn't have to feel what I was feeling, right? Because I didn't want to feel the way I felt. I didn't feel worthy. I didn't feel loved. I didn't feel, you know, other than like the people in the rooms that would like say, we're gonna love you until you love yourself. And I'd be like, how can you possibly do that? Right? And then I would come into a meeting and share some stuff, and someone could relate to me, and they would hug me and tell me that they understood me, and like they would love me until I could love myself.
That's right. Come on.
You know, so like, I would choose to pick, like, I'm talking about clean time. I would choose to pick the toxic person, the one that just came into the room, because I'm going to love them enough to keep them clean, right? I'm going to save them. That was my thing. I'm going to save everybody, right? Just stick by my side. I got you. The problem was, is that I would have these expectations on these people that, like, weren't on my level. And I don't say on my level, I'm talking about on my clean time. I will put expectations. expectations on them, and they couldn't feel that expectation because they weren't where I was. And then I would get mad and not understand. Or I would allow like the toxic ex back in and out of my life for 7 years, or for, yeah, mine as well be damn near 7 years. I'll have 7 years in 2 weeks, so like, might as well be, and like, I would allow that. Because I just wanted someone to love me so badly that I would allow anything in my life, right? People would say to me, Colleen, you just don't know your worth.
Yes.
And I would be like, what do you mean I don't know my worth? Of course I know my worth. But like, I didn't. You know what I mean? I was trying to place people in my life over and over again when God was trying to remove them over and over again. I always ignore God's sign. God will show me what someone's like, and I'll be like, nah, let me get another try at that, God. Like, I'm going to change this. You know what I mean? And that's always how it was. And like, dang, let me tell you what. Finding my own unconditional love with myself, that is something you can't even put a price tag on, man. I ran around, I avoided my feelings, I really ain't work on much, you know what I mean? And then like, I got a sponsor who like, spirituality is like huge, right? And spirituality and my faith kind of go hand in hand.
Right.
And I didn't have the two, you know? And like, I'm from Newcastle, and I got offered a job in Pittsburgh, and I moved to Pittsburgh, and let me tell you what. When I got my own place, with just me, not a three-quarter house, not a halfway house, not a rehab, just me is when I truly begin to learn how to love myself and like find some peace. There is nothing better than your own place, right? You go home, shut the door, turn the TV on, like I pay that bill. Like that's my dog. I got a dog too, a puppy, you know what I mean? He's testing my sanity, but like my mental health needed a dog, right? If I can't be with a human being, I'm gonna be with the dog because I don't want to get into another useless relationship. So like for the past almost 9 months now, I have done nothing but work on myself. I have not been in a relationship. I haven't spoke with anybody. I don't open no DMs. I don't do shit. Because like, I don't want my distraction. I know that does need applause. Because anyone who knows me, anyone who knows me knows that like, I had to be in a relationship. Like I had to, you know? And now I don't even know if I even wanted to be in a relationship. Because like I found my peace within myself, right? I may not always be comfortable with myself, but I do know that I love myself. I do know that nobody can love me more than I can love myself.
Right.
And for me to be able to love you, I have to be able to love myself first. Have to, you know? And like there's things like, I feel people's spirit. I don't know how to explain it, but like if you're a negative, toxic person, like I can't have you around me. I need to be able to feel your energy. I need to know that like you are walking exactly what you're talking, right? And I need to know that you're positive. I'm a huge firm believer in like women supporting women. I think it's huge. It's huge. You know what I'm saying? Just by telling someone like, you look nice today, you look pretty, oh girl, your hair is bomb.
That's right.
It could make someone's whole entire day. Instead, we come in here, we want to turn our nose up, act as if their shoes aren't as good as our shoes, and be mad because they're prettier than you or whatever the case may be. Like, stop it.
Come on, sis.
It ain't even like that, man. How can we sit and judge someone who is us?
That's right.
They're us.
Right.
They lie or say one more time.
You know what I mean? Like, they are us. So, like, I'm a firm believer. Like, we should support each other. We should love each other. We should be understanding of each other. And, like, when I was able to start giving that to myself, I was able to start giving it to you guys. So, like, I'm proud to say that, like, I'm a single female who works two jobs, runs a business, pays her own bills, and lives completely by herself. And I'm completely independent.
Yeah.
It took me 7 years to be able to say that. 7 years. So when they said it got greater later,
yeah,
and I couldn't believe that it got greater later, it was like, wow, look at God.
Okay.
Look at God.
Okay.
Right? I was listening to this song on the way up here, and they said it perfectly. I prayed more, God did the rest.
That's right.
That's where my spirituality comes in. You know what I'm saying? Like, between my faith. I need people in my life who have the same beliefs that I believe. And I don't mean like in religion, I mean in Narcotics Anonymous.
Right.
So like, it's just so amazing to be able to get up here and share at a point where I'm not in the mess no more. I shared about the mess for 5 years, man. It got so old, I was tired of hearing it. You know what I mean? Like, they'd ask me to share on some stuff, and I'd be like, not that topic. I'm not doing that topic no more. I was like, they might sit around and be like, well, who can share on relationships? Oh, Colleen, she got this. And it just got old, you know what I mean? I felt stupid after a while. I was like, damn, they're probably thinking she's still struggling. All these years, she's still struggling. I was, and I did for a long time. But like I said, like when you're new and you come in, like work on some stuff, man. Stop trying to fill those voids with people. It ain't gonna work. It is not gonna work. And it's not even. I was new until 5 years, till like 2 years ago. For 5 years, I ran around and wasn't even sure what I was doing. You know what I mean? I've worked in treatments for the past 5 years, and I worked in a rehab halfway house, and now I work in a maintenance program as a certified recovery specialist. And it's amazing because, like, I get to help the next person try to stay clean. Their program might not be my program, and that's okay. You know what I mean? As long as, like, you're not shoving a needle in your arm, putting a crack pipe in your mouth, like, I'm proud of you.
That's right.
So, it's just amazing what Narcotics Anonymous can do for us. You know, I never in a million years dreamed that I would have a relationship with my son like I do. My son's 22 years old. And, like, I struggle with him sometimes because he smokes weed. And, like, it's a struggle that I have. And it's not that he smokes weed that I care about. It's that he don't have no job. It's made him depressed. He has a real negative outlook on life. Like, I feel like it did, like, this reversal on my son. Like, I don't even know who he is anymore. And instead of him, someone who grew up in Narcotics Anonymous, and, like, now he says things like, oh, so it's, I know, it's God, right? It's Narcotics Anonymous. Like, things that are just, like, hurt your soul and your spirit. You know what I mean? So I struggle with that, but I'm trying to get a better understanding of, like, where my son is. Because just because we heal doesn't mean our kids heal. You know what I'm saying? So, like, he probably has some own issues that he's going through himself, you know? But having a relationship with my family, like, that's the biggest unconditional love I could possibly have. You know, so the people that I stole off of, the people that I robbed, the people that, like, threw me out of their house on Christmas, the people that, like, didn't want me around, like, to have a relationship with them today, like, that's my unconditional love. There is nothing better. I'd rather be with my family than be with friends any single day. You know, and, like, I'm real big on my peace. My peace is everything to me. I think that's why I don't want a relationship, because ain't nobody starting a fight at 8 a.m. That's with right. me. You know what I'm saying? I can wake up and determine what my mood's going to be for the day, and if I want to change it, I can. If not, you know what I'm saying? I determine my happiness. That's right. I determine what goes on a daily basis, you know? And, like, that is the biggest thing. And peace and serenity just, like, are the biggest blessing you can possibly have. Because when you have that inner peace where it's like nobody can disturb you,
yes.
It's powerful.
Yes.
It's powerful, you know? And I just love being able to be there today. Do I struggle? Absolutely. Who doesn't? Do I make mistakes along the way? Absolutely. But, like, I've learned from some mistakes, too. You know what I mean? And, like, I've learned that I can either keep banging my head over the same mistake, or, like, I can learn, let go, and move on. You know, and, like, that's huge for me because I like to hold on. Actually, I like to be dragged. I don't even like to hold on. You know, I just like to be dragged along the way. And it's just not where I'm at today. You know what I mean? It is such an amazing feeling. And it's all because of Narcotics Anonymous. It's all because I came in and someone hugged me and smiled and said, stay. I'll love you until you can love yourself. I might not have known what it meant then, but I know what it means today. I know that for me to walk up to someone that's, you know, no matter if I know them or not, I'm still, I hug strangers.
Yes.
And I know they're like, why is this girl hugging me? Like, what, you know what I mean? Like, it's a habit.
That's
you
right.
know, they'll be like, hey, I'm your neighbor. And I'll be like, hey. You know, but, like, it's just a habit now. But, like, that's what we do.
Right.
Like, we love on each other, right? We can relate with each other. And that's how this works. And, like, I'm so grateful that it did, because, like, I would never in a million years be coming up on 7 years if I didn't stay and do what was suggested to me. And, like Ian said, like, step work is huge. Like, I was in this place. You ever been in a place where you just You don't know where you're at, but you just know you're uncomfortable and you don't like something, but you don't know what that something is, you know? And I picked up my step work, and I haven't picked it up for a long time, and I swear to God, I did just a couple questions, and it was like this peace came over me. It was like I got to share some stuff on a piece of paper and get it out, and like it like literally just gave me this serenity, you know? That's what it's about, you know what I mean? It's huge. And so thanks for letting me share, guys.